At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What up, what up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. So shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. So look, y'all, we survived another week. Look at us winning. We're out here. Yes, winning. Like, I'm joking, but I'm also serious at the same time. There are a lot of people who did not get to wake up with us this morning. And I know it's cliche, but it's a beautiful thing. We all are here. You know, we all have another chance to do something good, to do something amazing, to do something new, to make a memory, you know, and that makes you the star of your own movie, man. It's great when you think about it.
Second chances are coming more than once. This summer, there's only one way to start your day. One direction toward happiness. The first steps to success. Coming to a theater near you. Starring Yo Negative Thoughts Anderson. Introducing A New Way of Thinking Reynolds, produced by Get Your Shit Together Jones, comes the action-packed romantic comedy psychological thriller horror movie, That Thing Called Life.
Yo, I had to be all the top movie genres, like all of them, because that shit's life, man, but I get it, man. Shit is easier said than done. Sometimes you're gonna wake up in the morning and shit just doesn't go your way. And then, you know, it becomes a horror movie. If you're lucky, just a psychological thriller. But, you know, and here's the thing. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to not be okay. But if you can, you gotta do everything in your power not to stay there long. Don't let that shit consume you, whatever it is. Push through it, climb under it, crawl under it, run around it, whatever you gotta do. I'm gonna play this quote for y'all, okay, from Kevin Hart. I don't do like quotes of the week or anything like that, but every now and then I do come across something I feel like I need to share. And I definitely should do this more often. But yeah, take a listen to this right here.
That's the hardest thing in the world, to get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Facts as fuck. Like, I know not everyone is a fan of Kevin Hart, but the words he spoke to me. And I thought it might speak to you as well. But he's right. Every day I get up and I work my ass off, and I'm sure a lot of you are like me. And sometimes there are days I wake up feeling like I haven't done a damn thing that matters. Like, I'm not any closer to my goals. I don't have this. I don't have that. Then I look at the list of shit that I have to get done, and I don't even know where to start, you know? And by then, I'm already mentally drained, you know? And then there are those days if you get everything done and it's amazing, it's the best you've ever done, and then nobody notices. Oh my God. It feels like shooting a winning shot from half court at the buzzer and no one saw it. Like, what? That's the worst. I cannot tell you how many podcasts or TikToks or YouTube videos that I knew I put my everything into it and it got like minimum views. Nobody was looking, nobody was paying attention. Like, it's like, what? Are you kidding me? It sucks and that's the worst. And here's the thing, everybody sees when you trip and you drop your coffee or you walk into a door, everybody sees that shit. You know the videos that I've done on TikTok that have gone viral are videos that I did not mean to go viral. Like, those are the ones. Like, oh, not this. This is nothing. Like, what the fuck? But the things that you put your everything into, those are the ones that it feels like no one is seeing. And we got to push through that. Keep it moving. And make sure that everything we put out, everything that you stamp your name on, be proud of that shit. Don't go out there putting garbage out there. Don't go outside just putting anything out there. Be proud of what you're putting your name on. We got to keep at it. We all have dreams and goals and fears. But as they say, what's on the other side of fear? Usually nothing. And the way I'm trying to look at it is, on the other side of fear is either success or a life lesson. Because some of us look at the other side of fear is success or failure, but I like to call failure a life lesson because that's what it is. And also, if I look at it like that, I win either way. Either I kicked some ass or I learned something that can help me kick ass in the future. That's the way I would like to see things. But I'm working on making that a everyday thing. You know, I ain't quite gotten there yet, you know. But anyway, so that was my inspirational moment for the episode. Take what you can from that and, I don't know, take a few shots from half court. Okay, so let's go ahead and get on with the show. This week, Smile Squad, the silly continues. So we've got ankle monitors for kids. That sounds fun. You know we gotta talk about this Montgomery Riverfront brawl. Man, let me tell you, the internet works fast. Also, remember last week when we talked about meth being found in the food at a restaurant in Florida? Well, someone else is putting drugs in the food again. So that and more up next. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. Help me make that half-court shot, you know what I mean? Ever wanted an easy way to keep track of your kids? Well, let's talk about ankle monitors for kids. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I was taking a stroll down social media lane, and I came across a TikTok video on Twitter. X. Listen, it's always going to be Twitter to me. Fuck Elon Musk. He's a dick. Okay, guys, I got to talk about this for like half a second. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to what's going on with Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. Apparently, there might be a fight between them, like an MMA fight kind of situation. And many of you may not know this, but Mark Zuckerberg has been doing jiu-jitsu for a while. I have no idea what Elon Musk is doing besides pissing everybody off on the internet. But Mark Zuckerberg, he's having a glow up right now. Like, the man was rich as shit for quite some time. He's still rich as shit. He's not like the sexiest man out there. He was never under that title. You're not going to see him on Men's Health talking about something, sexy, you know. But who knows? We may soon, because I recently came across some photos of Mark Zuckerberg. It looks like that he is posing with his trainers that may be helping him get ready for this fight. That's what it looks like. I have not really researched anything just yet. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I saw Mark Zuckerberg shirtless. And I got to tell you, homeboy has abs. He's deltoids, pecs, triceps, forearm muscles. He got that V-shaped thing headed down to his peen section. Yeah, he's having a physical glow up. And I got to tell you, I low-key want to see Mark Zuckerberg roundhouse kick, maybe sidekick. You know what I'm saying? I'll even take a knee to the face. I just need him to hit Elon in the face several times hard. That'd be great. I want to see this. And it turns out if there is actually going to be a MMA fight between them, it will be for charity. The proceeds of that would go to charity. And I think that there might be some sort of speculation as to where they're gonna do this fight. Is it going to be streaming on Threads or Facebook? Is it going to be streaming on Twitter? X. Who knows? So this is going to be interesting. And I really need this fight to happen so I can stream it, watch it, and laugh when Elon Musk is picking himself up off of the ground. I need this to happen. All right, let's get on to it here. But anyway, the original video was posted by @LegBootLegit, LegBootLegit. LegBootLegit on TikTok, and they are showing a video of a guy buying a kid's ankle monitor for his kid. And it legit looks like some Fisher Price prison break type shit. let me go ahead and play the audio for you, and I'll be sure to post the link to this video in the show notes. But yeah, this is interesting. Let's go ahead and play it.
If you're the parent of a young child and you're not getting enough sleep at night, I'm betting it's because your children will not stay in their room. That was my problem too, until recently when I found this ankle monitor in Walmart. This brand is a godsend, taking a page out of the criminal rehabilitation playbook and applying it to children. The device easily straps onto your toddler's leg and then puts in the work 24/7 to make sure they're staying where they belong. Check out these awesome features. Using their app, you can specify a timeout zone, which is the room where your child is supposed to be staying. It's sort of like house arrest. You can also set up no-go zones for extra safety. I'm gonna do the whole house. Now, whenever my little juvenile delinquent sneaks out of his room, I get a notification on my phone. From this point, there's several different approaches on how to handle the situation, such as screaming at them from your bed or bargaining with them to get back in their room. But my favorite is to employ the built-in electrical impulse training tool. It's actually kind of therapeutic for me.
According to this Twitter post, I refuse to call it X, it's ridiculous. They added the fat check tag thingy that tells readers things that they think we might want to know, you know? So it reads, "The crazy toy is not real, and the whole video is designed to be a parody. It was originally posted by a TikTok account called LegBootLegit, who pranks people with spoof products." So I gotta tell you, for a spoof, that shit looked hella real. It did, because he was in a Walmart when he filmed this, so that looked hella real. And I thought it was real until about 5 minutes ago. I was like scrolling through the internet, and I'm like, "Ooh, let's go ahead and get this. Let's get this podcast episode going. Let's find something cool online. What the hell is this? Let's talk about it on the Professionals Only podcast." And as I'm going through it, I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute, this shit ain't real." So apparently, this TikTok creator at LegBootLegit is known for making parody videos for like non-existent spoof products, things that don't really exist. And I tell you what, he just gained a new follower out of me, because I love random stupid shit like that. That is dope. Dude made a mullet koozie. Like, why? He invented a way to kiss small bugs and even armed an insect with a gun. So that's my type of shit right there. God bless TikTok. I legit did think that this was real until I started recording. That's why it was on the agenda for today's episode. I am an idiot. But hey, you know what? This guy got some free advertisement, and all 5 of my listeners now know who he is. So I feel like I did a good job. But you know what? Let's be honest. Some of these kids out here, okay, they do need these monitors, though. Badass fucking kids. Yo, I'm down. Yo, get some angle monitors on these bastards. Kids are different than they used to be. When I was growing up, we didn't slap teachers in the face. You know, we didn't yell profanity at the police. I mean, we did do that. But we did not slap teachers in the face, and we did not disrespect the elderly. We didn't do any of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some of these kids, I'm telling you, they need ankle monitor for sure. Some of these kids going straight from high school to prison. Some of them going from middle school to prison, okay? Coming up, let's talk about the fight that's all on our minds. It's the Professionally Silly podcast. Okay, that was a great transition sound. Before we get down to this Montgomery Riverboat brawl, we got some updated information dealing with Cardi B and tossing that microphone into the stands. I got some information on that. So Cardi B will not face charges relating to throwing her microphone into the crowd at the concert in Las Vegas. Okay, we all saw the video, but she will not be charged, according to police. Now, I don't know who exactly pressed the charges, but again, in the video, like I told you guys before, and I think it was last week's episode, I'm not really sure who she hit with that microphone. I'm not certain it's the woman who actually threw the water on her. But right now, she will not be charged. So, and I gotta tell you, Cardi B, she's got some amazing fucking lawyers. I mean, amazing lawyers. Almost every incident that she's had in court, she's been kicking ass. So now get this. The microphone that Cardi B threw at that fan, you know, it has been sold at an auction. It's, you know, they auctioned this thing off, and it actually got $99,900. So almost $100,000. That this microphone was auctioned off to. So that's kind of fire. Like, I mean, what? The mic was put up for auction, and the proceeds are going to be going to two charities, the Friendship Circle Las Vegas. And from what I understand, this is a charity that it's a program that involves teenager and young adult volunteers in helping children and teens and young adults who have special needs. And the Wounded Warrior Project in helping our veterans. So that's kind of cool, actually. I'm down with that. All right. Okay. Well, I guess this whole thing worked out. So shout out to Cardi B and her microphone. Okay, so I do have some sad news to share with you guys, and I want to go ahead and let you know in case you haven't heard yet. DJ Casper, the man who actually created the Cha-Cha Slide, has sadly passed away at the age of 58. Unfortunately, he was diagnosed with cancer back in 2016. And I gotta tell you this, I remember when the Cha-Cha Slide came out, but that is the jam. It is played at every party. I'm honestly, almost every black party I've gone to, it has been played, especially if it's a family function. Every single time. We just threw my mother's 80th birthday party, you know, last month, and we played this song. There's so many memories behind that song. He also created the dance as an aerobic exercise for his nephew. So I didn't even know that. I learned that actually recently. The Cha-Cha Slide, it took off and it became a hit. And get this, he actually took the song on the road on tour with James Brown. I didn't know that either. So he got to perform on the same stage as a legend. So that's that is amazing. So DJ Casper was diagnosed with both liver and kidney cancer back in 2016. In one of his final messages about his illness, he decided to give advice to anyone out there who's struggling. And he said, anybody that's going through cancer, know that you have cancer, and cancer doesn't have you. So keep on doing the Cha-Cha Slide. Prayers up to his friends and his family. All right, so let's go ahead and get to a lighter note here. Let's talk about this Montgomery River boat brawl. Shit got real. I'm sure all of you have heard about the Montgomery Riverfront brawl by now. You've probably seen multiple pieces of footage from several different angles. And if you haven't by now, I don't even know what to tell you. I guess you lost the charger to every device that you have in your home. I don't know. But it's everywhere. Google it. So I want to talk about all these videos and memes that keep popping up about it. and they are fucking funny. So here's the thing. I actually made a YouTube video this past Wednesday on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. And, you know, I was kind of cracking up about the memes and the videos that were made. And in the video, I was actually filming it as I was seeing these things for the first time. So there are a few moments where I'm crying laughing. Like, I was dying. It was so funny. So check out that video on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. I'll be sure to put the link to that video in the show notes. I want to talk about some of these here because there are some video clips that I found that you don't really have to see the video to get how hilarious they are. So it's audio clips of TikTok videos, and I cannot wait to share these with you. Okay, so I don't know if this is real, but I did see a video of someone building a chair in the Minecraft game. You know, the computer game. So that little tidbit is for my gamers out there. I don't know how real it is, but it was interesting. Okay. All right. Listen, I got to be honest with you guys. I'm about to say something that's about to piss a few of you off. I never really understood the whole Minecraft thing. It looks like Legos in motion. I don't get it at all. So many people are playing this game, and virtual reality games are a thing. PS5, Xbox, these are things. Why Minecraft? I don't understand. I don't get it. It just looks weird. It looks like a art project that like a fifth grader came up with. I don't like, I know I lost at least one listener because of what I just said, but I stand by it. I don't get it. All right, there's my confession of this week. Okay, so let's move on to our first one here. There is this really sweet Southern woman by the name of Ophelia, and you might know her as @shoelover99 on TikTok, and she had some things to say about this brawl as well. I want to brag, okay, but she follows me on TikTok as well, so technically that means we're best friends. No, we're not best friends, but it is so cool to know someone as kind and hilarious and real as her knows who I am. So that's kind of fire. So let's go ahead and hear what Ophelia has to say about this Montgomery Riverfront brawl.
I don't know why everybody wants me to talk about this Alabama brawl. Honey, is it because I am an Alabamian, or is it because I own a watercraft myself? Here's the deal. Y'all got what y'all deserve. Did you really think you was going to put your hands on somebody that was out there doing their damn job? Not just to keep you safe, but to keep everybody safe at that dock. Here's the problem. People get out there and start drinking out there on the water and come back, and they done got big and bad. All right? But you met the wrong one that day, honey. You met the wrong one that day because there was people in places that needed to be put, and they got put in their place. You get up in my face, I can't guarantee what's going to happen to you neither. Now, I don't condone violence, but that right there, Y'all got a show put on y'all, and that's y'all's damn fault. Don't get up in nobody's damn face acting like you're gonna tell somebody what you're gonna do on his damn dock. All right, that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all get out there in the water and you act crazy, and come back and got that wet. Did y'all see that one man's Crocs? Lord, it looked like his Crocs got his ass whipped. Oh well.
So everything she said was true as fuck. It was. I just loved the way that she delivered it. Her accent and her kind, humorous aggression. It's so awesome. I love it. It's in true Southern form. You know what I'm saying? The only thing she didn't say was bless their hearts because they didn't deserve it. But but we all know down in the South, when somebody says bless his heart, that just means, no, he is stupid. But here's the thing. I just love her, by the way. I just love her. There are so many white Southerners that have been sharing their view on this whole thing. And a lot of them are down for us. Like, they are down. You know what I'm saying? And I love the fact that this has happened, that they're saying these things. It's nice to know that we got some allies nearby. You know what I'm saying? So when shit pops off, hopefully they'll still be our allies. Okay, let's move on to this this next one here on TikTok. I couldn't find the original creator for this, but I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure all of you, my Google detectives out there can find it, but it was too good not to share. This man does the best impersonation of Martin Luther King that I've heard in a long time, and he is talking about the brawl. It is too funny.
We saw what happened in Montgomery. My brothers and my sisters, we saw what happened in Montgomery, where there was four white boys and four white girls ganging on one black man. We want you to know that trouble don't last always. Trouble don't last always because as the young man threw his hat in the air, it seemed like it was the universal sign that I'm going in for the fight. I may get beat up in this fight, but I need your help. And y'all help came running from the east, from the north, from the south, from the west, and from the river, because somebody swam. That's something that you have to know about black people. We gonna talk about you when you act like you done kidnapped yourself, but we will come together when you swing on us. Come on, somebody. Free at last, thank God Almighty. I didn't have to pay to watch this fight. That was better than Spencer Crawford, but that was a knockout in the first round. But
first of all, I cannot. I can't. I got it. You know, it literally is. That impersonation was awesome. Dead on. The music in the background was fucking perfect. Okay, so shout out to this man. I don't know who you are, but you're fantabulous. I love it. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. So we have a local lesbian that's literally her TikTok handle @local_lesbian. With a Z, by the way, spelling lesbian with a Z. She stitched a TikTok video that this old white man made. And why'd I say white? Like white. This old white man made. Like, that was the one word that you heard in clarity. Anyway, she stitched a TikTok video that this old white man made. And he was upset that no one cared about the woman who got stone cold Steve Austin'd with the chair. You know, no one seemed to care about that. So our local lesbian had a response.
Not one person recognized the fact that a grown-ass fucking man hit a woman over the head with a fucking folding chair.
But did she die? What do you mean? We all recognize that, Mr. Jean Jacket Jeff. I don't know about anyone else on here, but I've watched her probably at least 48 times. And it keeps getting funnier every fucking time. Because you see what happened here, Jean Jacket Jeff, is that old woman, she felt froggy. And you know what she decided to do? She decided to jump. And you know what happened? She got fucking thumped. And that's what happens. If you want to go out there and you want to try jumping in, fighting with the men and everything like that, then prepare to get your shit rocked. Zero sympathy. Zero sympathy for those entitled fucking assholes that just thought that they could do whatever the hell that they want to do. You mean to tell me you watch that whole video and you're just like, the grown man hit the woman. That's right. And that grown woman hit the man too. That's why she was laid the fuck out on the ground. Did you see that man that got beat out of his Crocs though? Huh? Did you see that, Jean Jacket Jeff? Because that shit was, that was equally as funny. You see, I'm not a violent person, Jean Jacket Jeff. That's the old me, okay? I'm not a violent person anymore, but I'm also not above fucking violence. Let me ask you this. Could you imagine, can you even begin to imagine what would have happened to that man if all those other people didn't come jump in and have his back? Don't worry, I'll wait. Go ahead, answer. Never mind, you don't have to answer because we all know what would have happened. I am glad that karma instantly got them. I'm glad that all of those people had that man's back, and I am glad that that man got beat out of his fucking Crocs.
I mean, tell me where she's wrong. I loved every fucking thing this person said, and I also followed her. I found a lot of fun, cool people to follow in this episode, so yes. Okay, so apparently there is a song now. I don't think I can play the whole thing, but I came across it on TikTok. It might be on Apple Music, but yo, this is a bop right here.
Hey, I'm really proud of y'all.
Montgomery Brawl.
Bitch. Not one, but them all.
Montgomery Brawl.
Hey, let me tell y'all what really happened. Heard they was jumping on my cousin. Let me off, Captain. Cuz came out the water like, let's get it cracking. Unk came with the chair like, I got some ass. Cuz came no shirt like, I got some ass.
I got him.
Even the women getting hit like, damn, what happened?
See, I told that shit was hot. What? It was kind of hot, wasn't it? Yes. Okay. If you want, you can find the song on TikTok. That's how I found it. I'm sure it's probably on Apple Music or something by now, or on YouTube or something, but I think it's like, what's it called? The Montgomery Brawl song. I don't know. Let me look it up one more time. It says Montgomery Brawl G Mac Cash. That's the sound saved on TikTok, but You know, get out there, Google Detectives, and find the song if you want it. Yeah, there's a song now. That's great. Y'all see how fast the internet works? This is crazy. Okay, so I have two more for you guys. So let's go ahead and get into it. I found them both on TikTok, and this one is coming from Namu Williams, N-A-M-U Williams. Let's see what he had to say.
Namu here, former bouncer and head of security in West Virginia, and I have to speak on this Montgomery, Alabama situation where one black man, a security guard, harassed and beat up a bunch of white people, and they was just boating, they was just doing what they're allowed to do. They, y'all know I'm fucking with you. If you're a white person and you saw that brawl thing happen, and you defend the white people in any way, shape, or form, you're racist. Simple as that. And if you're looking at all these videos of black people celebrating what happened and TikTok, social media in general, and you think that they shouldn't be doing that, you're dumb and probably racist. Why? Because for hundreds of years, white people have suppressed, subjugated, oppressed, murdered black people. Large groups of white people have harassed and attacked black people for hundreds of years in America. Turnabout's fair play, y'all.
I mean, he ain't wrong, right? He's not wrong. I mean, but I won't lie. Again, it is nice seeing and hearing people who look like the men who jumped that security guard saying things like that. I'm for it. Okay, one more, y'all. And I feel like she said it well. This is at underscore Lexi underscore. Her name is spelled L-E-G-S-I-E. So Lexi. I think her name is Lex. But anyways, let's see what she had to say.
I live down the road from that Montgomery fight, and I keep seeing white people online talking about we need to come together and can't let this kind of thing happen. I don't know who the fuck we is. I'm not about to get my ass kicked for you.
Well said. I don't want her to get her ass beat either. So she made the right decision. You know, well said. Good job, Lex. And there's so many more videos and memes and all kinds of stuff out there and dealing with this Montgomery, Alabama riverfront brawl. And they are hilarious. If you want to join me on the Professionally Silly channel, the video that I just posted this past Wednesday this week, go ahead and check it out and enjoy some memes with me visually and watch me cry laugh. It's always fun to watch somebody cry laugh. I don't know what it is. It makes you laugh too. I love it. Next up, how do you like your cocaine? Apparently, some people like it on their dogs. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So it turns out New Mexico is serving cocaine. So I went ahead to NewYorkPost.com, and they have an article that's written by Landon Minion from Fox News. Oh, he's a minion. headline is Sonic employee arrested after cocaine found in customer's hot dog. Let's get into that. How do you not share that on this podcast? All right, so we got ourselves a little cold read here. Once again, from the NewYorkPost.com. This is written on June 3rd of this year, so this happened like a couple of months ago. It says here an employee at a Sonic drive-in restaurant in New Mexico was arrested after he lost his bag of cocaine that somehow ended up on a customer's hot dog, according to police. Pause. So homeboy is working, he's an employee at the Sonics. And if you don't know what Sonic's is, they have the best fucking ice. I know that there are other things there, but let's be honest, Sonic's has the best goddamn ice. It's just the best, okay? Everybody has a favorite type of ice. Let's be real. You might want it crushed. You might want it cubed. I don't know. I like mine crushed, and Sonic's has the best crushed ice, and I will fight anyone who says that crushed ice isn't the best. You're dumb. Apparently this man had some cocaine and he lost it. He lost his cocaine and somehow ended up on a customer's hot dog. So that's great. Jeffrey David Salzar is 54. He faces a felony charge for possession of a controlled substance, the Espanola Police Department said in a press release. Police said Illegal narcotics were discovered in a customer's recent Coney purchase at Sonic. Yeah, I got to tell you, when I go to Sonic, I rarely get the hot dog. I always get the tater tots, though. But I'm all about their burgers and their shakes and their drinks and stuff like that. I've never really had their Coney's, but I'm also not a hot dog person. If it ain't Nathan's or if it ain't Hebrew National hot dogs, I'm not fucking eating it. I said that aggressively because I meant it. I needed you to audibly understand how serious I am about this. I don't want no fucking ballpark. Oscar Mayer can suck a dick. The only thing good about Oscar Mayer is the Wienermobile. The fuck out of here. The substance was inadvertently placed in the food as Salzar was preparing the order, according to police. A field test confirmed the substance discovered in the food was cocaine, police said. Now, according to the incident report, a woman called police on Tuesday after she bit into her food, only to discover she had bitten into a plastic bag, according to the Rio Grande Sun. First of all, when I thought that somebody sprinkled cocaine on this hot dog, I had no idea that they just put the whole just go ahead and put the whole plastic bag in there. We'll just say it's an appetizer. What? That's crazy. Okay, she does not believe any of the powdered substance went into her mouth. Oh, she would know. She would know. We don't need to discuss at the moment how I know, but just know if cocaine gets in your mouth, you know. It's not something you can mistake. Like, it's significant taste. We'll talk about that at a later date. Okay. Oh, my God. My 20s were crazy. Okay, so the affidavit for the arrest warrant says Salzar was observed on video surveillance conducting what appeared to be a hand-to-hand transaction with a female employee. Salazar then makes her food before appearing to frantically search the area as if he lost something. Okay, so it seems like homeboy bought some cocaine and was like, yo, I just got to put this down real quick so I make this bitch her hot dog. And was just moving too fucking fast. Okay, so when I first read this, I was picturing like a huge bag of cocaine, like a big ass bag. Like, did you see Cocaine Bear yet? Y'all got to go see Cocaine Bear. That shit was ridiculously hilarious. It was dumb as fuck, but I loved it. but yeah, dude, like I'm thinking that he is like a sandwich bag of cocaine or something like that. And somebody thought, was like, oh, this must be that delicious crack seasoning that black people put on fried chicken. Cause you know, if you're from the South and you know JJ's Chicken and Fish, they got that crack powder they put on their chicken and fries. Ooh, bitch. They call it crack powder because it's white. I don't know why, but you know, whatever. That crack is good. That's what I was picturing when I was reading this. But now it's like a small bag of Coke that he put inside somebody's hot dog. What a dumbass. You deserve to be caught. What? So Salazar admitted to police he purchased the cocaine from someone in the restaurant parking lot, according to the arrest warrant. So that's just great. I'm just trying to understand why there are so many people putting drugs in food. This is getting out of hand. This is getting out of hand. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's folding chairs are the new AR-15s. Folding chairs are the new Glocks. They're the new Tech-9s. We're not playing games anymore. I have no idea if a Tech-9 is real. Is that a real gun? Or is it Tech-10? I don't know. I saw it in movies. Okay. And also, people are putting drugs in our food. Listen, I'm staying out of New Mexico and Florida, or at least their restaurants and fast food areas. I'm good. And you probably should too. Professionally Silly Life Rules. This is crazy. Shout out to the listeners. You guys fucking rock. Because you can literally be anywhere right now, but you chilling with me right now on the Professionally Silly Podcast. And I appreciate you. I love your fucking faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Yeah, you guys are fucking titties. There are a lot of body parts in this part. My bad. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review of this podcast, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts, because I need your help to make that shot from the half court. You feel me? If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. You know, grow with me. Start from episode 1 and grow with me. Because let me tell you something. When I first started, it's nowhere near as good as it is now. Trust me on that. We've gone through several microphones, filming in different areas. Hell, even another state. You know, when I was living in Los Angeles, I had a studio apartment. My closet was not large enough for me to walk into. So literally just filming in my bedroom / living room area. That's what I was doing. And that was when I was just literally just using the microphone that came with my headphones for my iPhone. That was it. But now we got ourselves a Shure MV7 mic. So things are changing. I didn't change the format, the type of content I do. We've had a lot of trials, a lot of podcast trials to figure out what I want, what I like, what you guys like. And I think I found my groove. So grow with me. Also, do me a favor and share this podcast with a friend. Don't hog all the silly to yourself. Share the laughs. Share the good times. Check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. If you have any silly story ideas, or maybe you just want the advice or the opinion of the P Silly listeners on something, you know, hit me up. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. You can also leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. If you would like to be anonymous, just be sure to let me know. Also, if you are interested in advertising your business or content, make sure you email me as well. And we can talk about price and what you need and our wants. And y'all, I'm out here chasing my dreams, and I know you are too. So let's go ahead and chase them together. Check out the show notes for some bonus information like my social media stuff. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, and more, all in one spot. Those of you who are interested in writing me or sending things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me anything you want, and I'll open them in an unboxing video on my YouTube channel. Once again, I'm your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. Okay, I know that I told you that the one before this one was the last one, but I came across this little gem here. Coming from the movie Friday, we had a TikToker that found a way to make this about the Montgomery Brawl. He replaced the word gun with the word chair or folding chair, and it hit different. It hit different. I fuck with it. I found this TikTok on... It looks like the original TikTok that posted it that I can see is at 39 cents or Limited Barbie or one of those. I will share this one on the podcast Instagram so you guys can check that out, because it's kind of funny. So here it is.
Hey, Craig, have you seen my shit? What's that for?
Protection.
Protection? Protection from who?
Me and Smokey. I gotta walk Smokey down to his house.
Oh, man. Your mother and I never would have moved in this neighborhood if we had known you need a
chair
to walk down the damn street.
You know how it is in Montgomery.
Oh, no, son. That's not the way it is. You kids today are nothing but punks. Sissified. So quick to pick up a...
Fold chair.
You're scared to take an ass whipping. This one makes you a man. When I was growing up, this was all the protection we needed. You win some, you lose some. But you live. You live to fight another day. And you think you're a man with a
chair
in your hand, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll leave you with this. millions of people are doing the exact same thing as you right now. Isn't that crazy to think about? Millions of people are doing what you're doing right now. See, these are the things that I think about at 3 a.m. and now you get to think about them too. Until next time, PCLE listeners, watch your step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. So sidestep that shit. I'll see you guys next week.